Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Welcome to episode 003 of the At the Table podcast. Today, we will be looking back at last week's sermon, diving a little deeper, taking a look at what's next, and looking at two additional tools to help you on this journey as we look at God's big story and how you fit. All right, let's get to it today. Last Sunday, after many months of praying and planning, I kicked off the series. To say that I was excited was an understatement. I was absolutely stoked. God had given me a vision to take to Grace Community Church, and to take Grace Community Church on a high-altitude flyover tour from Genesis through Revelation. The structure of this series is created around a book called The Story, and I believe this tour, this journey, is very important. Understanding God's better is only possible if we understand God's Word better. And this is only possible if we understand God's big story and how we fit. This past Sunday, our scripture focus was on Genesis chapters 1 through 4 and 6 through 9. From this, we looked at four key points: creation, the fall, the consequences and the result of the fall, and what I call the rest of the story. We kicked things off reading from Genesis chapter 1. In here, we see the creation story, how God created the spaces first, then he filled the spaces, and ending finally with the crowning jewel of all creation, which is man. Genesis 1:27 says this: "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them." This is a critical verse for so many reasons, but first and foremost is that this is where man finds his identity, in God. It is where our value comes from, and I believe that this is what all people need and what is so lacking in this world today. Purpose, identity, and the fact that we can only truly find it in God. Then we moved on to chapter 2, and God was giving man their purpose and their marching orders. Also, in verses 15 through 17, we saw that free will and choice entered the fold, where God said to man he could eat from any tree in the garden except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then the page turns in chapter 3. This is where the fall happens. The devil tempts Adam and Eve, and they eat the fruit from the one tree that they were told not to do. The devil used and, quite frankly, still uses this tactic today. Did God really say? See, he was getting them and us to question God, if at all possible. And this, in the garden, is where sin entered the world, and these consequences and led to results that we are still feeling today. See, we saw how God gave specific consequences to those in the garden that day, but consequences continue on today for all people. Thankfully, though, it did not end there. Even in the moments right after sin entered the world, God gave the world hope that a Savior would be coming that would crush the head of the serpent. I, for one, am really glad for this. As we wrapped up the sermon, we saw how bad sin got, causing brother to kill brother, and even provoking God to bring judgment on the earth in the form of a worldwide flood. But God saved one family, and two of every kind of animal in the ark. After the waters subsided, God then made the promise to never bring about judgment this way again. God set the stage for the greatest restoration story ever to be told. Now I want to take a moment to dive a little bit deeper. Here are a couple questions for you to consider. These questions are not mine alone, but ones that I have heard before. These questions come to us from the book called The Story. They're located in the back after all of the chapters. You can pick up a copy in the church library if you don't have one yet. And if you do want to write these down and think on them and discuss them later, that's quite all right as well. I will not be addressing all of the questions, but I will just pose them as a way for you to think and dive deeper. Here we go. Why did God create humans in his own image? And what does this mean? What was the root cause of Adam and Eve's sin against God? Why did God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden? Why did God bring the flood upon the earth? And what does this tell us about God? I do want to address one question a little bit briefly, just to share some insight and tell you a little bit about what I think. This last question, why did God bring the flood upon the earth, and what does this tell us about God, is a question that I've been asked before. Now, it's not always about the flood per se, but sometimes it's about other things in life. Why do bad things happen to good people, and why do good things happen to bad people, and all the other questions that might come from that. But this question specifically about the flood tells us something really important about God. God takes sin very seriously. This is something that we must always keep in mind. Sin is defined as going against His created order and rejecting Him. And because He is holy and set apart, He cannot tolerate sin. This is a critical component to this entire restoration story. It is why sending a Savior is so important, because sin separates us from God, and God takes sin very seriously. If you have any thoughts about any of these questions or anything else, feel free to email me or let me know. Finally, let's take a look at what is next. So what is next? Well, we see that God created everything, saw man fall, and the consequences are very real. He then brought judgment on a sinful world, but He did save a small remnant. See, the next step in God's big story is beginning the restoration process, and God choosing to build a nation through one man is exactly what God was going to do. It was through this one man and his offspring that the seed of the woman that's mentioned in Genesis chapter 3 would come through, and then eventually would be the seed that we know as Jesus that would crush the head of the serpent. This would be done starting with this one man, and this man's name is Abram. This Sunday, we'll be looking at how this came to be, starting with a promise to an old man and his barren wife that would not come to fruition for 25 years. Along the way, there was many struggles and bumps in the roads. All the while, though, God was faithful, and Abram as he was known then, would be father of the Jewish nation that would be the line through which the Messiah would come. And we will trace this journey from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob and end with a man that you may know, and his name is Joseph. I cannot wait to start this journey this Sunday. In the meantime, don't forget to be studying your memory verse, which is Genesis 1:27. And also looking ahead to next week's memory verse, which is Genesis 15:6. And if you are taking part in a spiritual growth journey, be tracking your points so that you can record them on the chart in the library this Sunday. The last thing I want to share before I let you go is this. There are two additional tools I want to highlight today. The first is called Ask the Pastor. On the resource page that you can find by following the link that the QR code that's on the bookmark or was in this week's bulletin will take you to the page, and you will be able to click on the link that says Ask the Pastor. You can use this to submit questions that you have for me to answer. I will gather these questions and gather them and reply to them once a month on the podcast. Please include your email address, your name, question, as well as the passage of scripture you're talking about. The last thing is this new monthly small group we will be starting in July. This is what I like to call a family-style small group. All are welcomed, and we will be having a group with the entire family included. We will have fellowship, Bible reading, prayer, worship, and accountability. I'm excited about this, as we are also looking at ways that we can do service projects together. If you're interested in this small group, please sign up at the back of the worship center. Again, all are welcome. Thank you for tuning in this week and listening to this week's podcast. And I pray that this midweek podcast encourages and equips you on this journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Have a wonderful week, and I hope to see you Sunday. You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped.
Pastor Gary is the lead pastor at Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.